and welcome to episode 66 of the Main Yarn Podcast, brought to you by Knitwit Yarn Shop. Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, it's Sis Jen.
And we're very glad to be here this week, this month, October of 2022. Here are the topics we're going to talk about today. We've got some finished objects.
And what we're working on.
We're also going to talk about what we want to work on next, as always.
And some shop talk.
Maybe a catastrophe.
Podcast on.
And making stuff.
And I think that's it.
I think that's it. It should be a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All the same.
I've been knitting.
Yeah, and especially for you, because talking about finished objects, I have nothing to show here. But I might by the end of the podcast. So yes. Stay tuned, yeah, dear listener.
She tried to sneak this one in as finished.
Yes, it's I would not let done. Her. It's almost done. But what have you finished this month?
So I finished a pair of socks that I started like a year or two ago.
No shame.
Yeah, well, I mean, I started them and then I set them aside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked them up and finished them.
Yay.
So it didn't take very long once I actually was knitting on them.
Yes.
But for some reason I stopped at a... I feel like I stopped. Maybe it was on the heel.
Yeah.
Of the first sock.
I think it was only a year ago.
Yeah.
Because it was the class I did, right?
Oh, yeah.
A year and a half ago.
Okay. Max. Yeah. So, but I did finish them, and those were in the beautiful green and blues colors that you got me on your Alaska trip, and I don't remember the name of that yarn.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. And then it happened to match the sweater that I made, like, almost exactly what we got from, what was that cool yarn store that was like a farm?
Yeah, and they moved.
Yeah. Sugar.
Hold on, I'll look it up. I'll keep going. But
well,
yeah, I know
anyway,
what you mean. I almost wore that sweater today, too.
I love that sweater. But we made similar-ish sweaters from when we did the Yarn Cruise there a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same colors of green and blue. And
they're now in Bridgeton. They moved, actually. They're a lot closer to us now than they used to be.
Oh.
It's the Good Karma Yarn. It's actually Good Karma Yarn and Soap store, and it's in Bridgeton, Maine, but it used to be
Good Karma Farm,
and it used to be somewhere a bit further out.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the coast.
Yeah,
sort of.
They were close to some other places we were going, is all I remember, but they've moved a lot closer to both of us now, actually. Yeah. As it turns out.
Nice.
There's some nice soaps too.
Stop there on my way to New Hampshire next time.
So, yes, anyway, that one. not to stop the conversation with that.
The socks match that sweater.
Nice.
That's the point of that really long story.
What else have you finished?
What else did I finish? Finally finished my Spark cardigan that we had talked about.
That I wanted to be a Sparkedigan.
Ever. Yeah. That was made out of Santa Cruz Organic Merino from Juniper Moon Farm, which was really nice. And Entropy DK yarn as well. And it was interesting because it was made for two different kinds of worsted weight, and I used those two yarns were not exactly the same weights. I think I talked about this before, but the Juniper Moon Farm was a little heavier and the Entropy DK was a little lighter, and when I worked them together I got gauge. So
nice.
And then I had some issues with my steek that Simone Carrot helped me resolve at the retreat last summer.
Yes.
Because I had been working on it, thinking I would finish it, and then that happened, and I put it in timeout for a while. And then Simone helped me, and then I got it back out once summer was done being all hot and sweatery. and we, I was able to finish it finally. I didn't finish the belt. The belt is technically still being worked on, but
I never use those anyway.
Yeah,
it might just be me, but I don't like when you buy a sweater or a dress that has a self tie or a self belt. I never use them. I just don't like the way they look.
I thought it was, I mean, it's pretty. She's got it being made out of with double knitting, so it comes out nice, but it's I don't know that I'll finish the belt, but it is very cozy as just a cardigan.
So. Very nice.
And then I snuck in a little crocheted nest for... So I've got the game Wingspan.
Yeah.
And it is... It's a really fun, like, just... I call it a board game, but this doesn't really have a board. But you know what I mean. It's a tabletop game, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And It has these little eggs. It's all about birds, hence the name Wingspan. And part of the thing is you have these little eggs that you get and you put on your birds and stuff. But it comes in like a little plastic holder.
Yeah.
And then on Ravelry, they have like nests you can crochet for them.
Oh.
So I made that. And then so the sides fold down and it becomes a nest that you put the eggs in on the table and then mm-hmm. you can play from it. Yeah. And then when you're done, sides fold up and it has a drawstring and it's a carry case for your eggs.
Oh.
That was very cute.
Yes.
I liked it.
Did you put all your eggs in one nest?
I did. Is that why you're laughing at me?
It's partially.
Okay. Why else are you laughing at me?
I don't know.
Rambling about...
I'd never heard of this before, so it was a little journey.
Okay, well...
It was good, though.
You'll have to come over and I'll teach you how to play Wingspan, because it's a lot of fun.
Okay, cool.
And let's see. So last thing was the Castaway, too, mm-hmm. Which was made out of Quince & Company Wren. So it's a wool and cotton blend. Mm-hmm. And it was Elizabeth Smith's Castaway, kind of a little t-shirt.
Yeah.
So it was very, very fun and easy to do. And it's just like this perfect little just wear anywhere kind of in the transition seasons.
Very nice.
Yeah, I liked it.
Well, congratulations to you, because I'm feeling really bad. But I swear the next few
those
times
are some
you'll
things
see me
that
catching
were
up.
Really, like, hanging out there for a long time.
You will see me catching up, because it's gift-giving time of year, so
that's right.
Getting into that. So there'll be a whole bunch of small things done soon.
Awesome.
At least. So what are you working on right now?
Right at the moment, I'm making mm-hmm. another pair of socks that I started.
Look at you.
Back when you took... when you taught us that class and I wanted to make socks. But yeah, so this is my own personal Socktober.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second sock of my Das Paar, which is the two socks that come out looking alike from Shoppel, I believe. This little self-patterning, self-striping kind of a deal. And it's really cool. It's got stripes of brown and blue, so it's sort of neutrals.
Yeah, almost purple, that blue.
Yeah.
It's good blue.
So it's pretty, and I'm looking forward to wearing this. I've almost got the leg done. I just did a small cuff on both of these, but I'm thinking maybe next time I do a more of a ribbed leg than mm-hmm. just the straight stockinette. Isn't that what you said you do?
Yeah. The rib fits better.
Yeah, holds
it up. The stockinette is much faster to knit, obviously.
Yes. That's why I went this way.
But the rib, even if you do kind of a wide, like 2x2, it's going to conform to our leg shape much better, and legs are not just straight up and down.
Right.
So it also holds it on a little bit better as well.
Yep.
If you don't want slouchy socks, but sometimes you want slouchy socks.
I know.
Yeah.
But yes, much more comfortable than my store-boughts.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. And what are you working on?
So right now I'm working on the thing that I was trying to sneak in as done, because I swear it's going to be done before we finish unless I really mess up. But there's a long story to this, which I'll tell in the catastrophe section.
Oh, no.
But this is a cowl that I'm going back to my roots and calling the Edgbaston cowl, because Edgbaston is a place in Birmingham, England, and it was where my high school was located.
Okay.
And for my last couple of years of school, we lived there too. So I decided to go with Birmingham. But basically, it's a simple slip stitch cowl that's also reversible. And I'm making a bunch of them for people at work for Christmas.
But very pretty.
If everything goes correctly.
And then are you going to publish it? Is that why it has a name?
Sure. Yes. It will be published as well. Because may as well. Because then next year I'll be like, what was that pattern?
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Nice.
And what else have you been working on?
So I've been working primarily, I think, on the Third Coast, which is something I think I said last month that I wanted to start. And I actually mm-hmm. did, which is weird, because usually I was looking at the notes from last month and, man, I had a huge list of things I wanted to start. And I started one of them. So mm-hmm. this is the Third Coast, and it is being done in Emma's Drapey DK.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. So we had this pattern we had the sample of this sweater knit up for the retreat.
Yeah.
And I had it on a mannequin in the middle of the table, and man, it was so pretty. Every time I walked in, I'm just staring at it. It's like falling in love.
And it was the retreat color as well, right?
No.
That wasn't?
No, it was similar. That, okay. I'm doing mine in Plant Lady. So the retreat color was done on Nimble Sock.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah. So it was a different type of yarn. So we had, but it was pretty similar. It was pinks. Mm-hmm. This one is more pinks with just green flecks in it. Mm-hmm. So it's a, it's called Plant Lady and I just love it. So it's got a little bit, it's got small cables. Mm-hmm. So one over two cables basically. And I'm doing it without a cable needle, which is making it go faster.
Yeah.
And then also I'm doing it continental based on your...
Yes.
You're getting technical last month.
Yes.
And it's been good. it was a little wonky at first, but I think I'm getting it down. And I'm liking it. Those rows, rounds that are just straight up knit, man, those fly. But the problem is, and the reason I'm not working on it right now, is I can't knit without looking
still on continental. And I'm the same way. Like, it's still, I'm still a newer knitter when it comes to continental knitting.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird, but it makes me laugh sometimes. I'm like, I can't do this. What am I doing wrong? But it's just retraining your brain, right?
Yeah. So the sock I'm working on, though, I'm doing in whatever the opposite of continental is. Throwing. Yeah.
I know. Well, it depends. Depends what
American?
You see, in Britain, we might call it, what did we used to call it? I don't want to say imperial, but we would definitely say continental for continent for the other way.
Yeah.
But we might say British, or we might say imperial. I don't remember. We would never say American though, in years.
Okay. You could just say, I mean, throwing and picking are the easier ways to tell them apart.
But yeah.
It sounds like you're in a country band or something.
Yep.
I don't know.
So, all right. What else have you been working on?
Me? Yeah. I think I just went. Mine was the third coast.
Maybe
yeah.
It's me.
I think the other thing is the same.
Yeah, we've both been doing. Yeah. Which is the camping blanket?
Camp along. Yes. Yeah.
Camp along. Sorry. It says camping this way.
Oh, maybe that's what I named it?
Where? So the
camp... Oh, because that's what I typed for yours in the notes. Yes.
So, and I'm very literal, so I just read it. But okay. Camp Along blanket is this super cute blanket you talked about. You were enabling me last time.
Yes.
Because I was just listening to our last podcast.
And that was also on my list of things I wanted to knit. Yeah, so yeah, I started two this month.
Yeah. And it was on the list, so it's allowed. Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know that was a requirement.
Yeah, I didn't really either. I just made that up. All right. That's I have made the top of one tree.
Yeah.
So it counts as started, but barely. But we just had a class where we went through how to do that. So
I made one tree on my own preparing for the class, and then I made just the top with class today, and we kind of got distracted and didn't get any farther. But I also started a camper. So I've got like the outline of the camper done.
Yeah, because the whole is, it looks like a quilt. We talked about it before, but just to set the scene, the blanket looks like a quilt where it's pieced together, but not of equal squares. Yeah. It's different sizes of rectangle, and some of them are trees and some of them are little campers, and they're all different colors. And Knitwit sells a cool kit to make it. So
yeah,
that's what you've enabled me to join in on.
Yeah, so we put together a kit of colors in Barocco Ultra Wool. Mm-hmm. So, and then we have an extra 10% off if you buy the whole kit. So it's a lot because it's going to be a huge blanket, but you know, relatively it's a
price
pretty good deal.
Price point wise, yeah. Considering what you're getting.
Yeah. So hopefully
it's very cool.
We set personal goals of having it done for the retreat, but
yeah,
it wasn't a public goal till just right now. So
yeah, I know. We'll see if that actually happens. I am doing the smaller one though. Are you doing the big one or the small one?
I have the big one.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing the small one until, as usual, I decide I need to do the bigger one and come back in and buy more yarn. But
yeah, well,
we'll see.
We have yarn.
Yeah, that's one thing you have.
Yes, we have lots of yarn. So yeah, so we're both working on that one, and that would be our last.
We should say we're actually sitting in the empty store right now. So my original joke about, you know, it's great being friends with someone who owns a yarn store because at night you can sneak in and get worsted. We're kind of doing that, but we're not sneaking any worsted.
Neither of us are using worsted.
No.
I got fingering weight, and yours is bulky.
Mine's lace plus bulky.
Lace plus bulky.
Or maybe even super bulky. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, but we're sitting in the empty yarn store right now.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
Knitwit Yarn Shop is now open in our new larger location right here in downtown Portland, Maine. We are located at 34 Danforth Street. We're still just steps away from the waterfront. And Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. If you aren't local or just feel like shopping in your pajamas, you can browse our full inventory at knitwitportland.com. And also follow us on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation.
All right. So what do we want to work on next?
All the things. Well, I'll start because I haven't had as much, but I'll just tell you right now, I'm in that a week from today, I'm going to go on a pretty big trip where I'm going to have 11 hours of just flight time, not even sitting in airport or layover time. So I am obsessing over what I'm going to bring with me and what's the best pick for travel knitting. And it's probably going to end up being socks.
Yeah. You're talking about that shawl too, though, that
I know
from the retreat last summer that you haven't started yet.
I know. I've got that shawl I was thinking about. The Khyber Pass.
Yeah.
Khyber from Pass by Simone. There's Simone again. I could bring shaved ice too.
You could.
Because that's pretty portable right now where I'm only on the first color. I could bring a second color, and if I got that far, I'd have half a sweater.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing's pretty portable.
Yeah.
It ends up with a fairly, it's more of a t-shirt than a sweater. So
yeah. But I like.
It's just four skeins of yarn.
I like bringing as little as possible, for on the plane.
I don't understand. You have to have at least a couple of backup projects.
I know, we're completely opposite this way in that, I try to pack as small and light as possible. Everything I own, I'm not going to take it on the plane unless it's travel size, even if I'm checking a bag, and you're like, no, I want all the stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I obsess over, I got to bring the exact right thing with me. But anyway, that's what I'm thinking about right now is my travel knitting. It'll probably be socks. It could be one of these cowls. It could be the Khyber Pass cowl. I'm not sure. Or the sweater.
Yeah. All right.
I got a week to decide. Yeah.
Can't wait to hear next month what you decided on. How much you actually got done on it.
Yeah. Thanks. What about you? So, what are you thinking about now?
Oh, the one thing I did leave on my list from last time was the recursive shawl, because I am still pretty excited to get that one started.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to finish other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like finishing these socks and those two sweaters, I've kind of been in a finishing mood.
Yeah.
But I did also pick up some yarn to do to crochet some succulent plants. Because who doesn't need crocheted succulent plants smiling back at them from their desk? It just seems like a perfect thing to have on my work desk.
Yeah,
it does. Because I kill most plants, but I figure if they were crocheted, I probably wouldn't kill them.
Yeah, probably not. Although the cats might.
Could be, yeah. Although they might be more likely to kill the real plants. So I've got that on my kitchen counter, a box with where you can start plants and grow lettuce and stuff for the kitchen.
Is it with those?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So that's not on my counter.
But, okay. You're going to talk about those at some point, right?
Yes, this is just an aside. That's very important. So anyway, growing lettuce and tomatoes and stuff on my kitchen counter.
Yeah.
Never as lush as that actually sounds or as the ads make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my cats think it's their own personal salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens. And so they probably won't eat the yarn ones.
Right.
Especially if there's not little things dangling off of them and they don't move on their own.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm making it out of Sirdar's Happy Cotton because we got this display.
Which I was just pointing at.
Yes. 50 colors of...
So cool.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
They come in these 20 gram skeins. So these tiny little skeins of every color.
Mm-hmm.
They're only $2.50. So you could just pick a bunch of them and make these little stuffies and stuff.
Yeah, it's great for a gift for someone to, make stuff with.
Yeah. So there's pattern books there. They're mostly little animals and stuff, but I ended up going with a slightly different one that I found on Ravelry to make these little cute succulent plants that, like I said, they have little smiley faces and they just happy succulent plants just smiling at you on your desk.
Very nice.
So that's my, I don't know how I got there, but I was talking about the recursive. That's
something I watched. What you want to work on next. Yes. Well, then, and I've got another one that I keep forgetting to mention. So, I mean, I still have other stuff, to be absolutely honest, but let's just limit to two right now. So, and then in my first one, I spoke about four. But I think what I want to do is make a special design cable for my husband. So on the main yarn cruise, I ended up, of course, picking up a sweater's worth of yarn.
Of course.
From Bartlett Yarns, I think, the one. Yes. Anyway, I think it was from Bartlett. I picked up a bunch of stuff, including a sweater's worth of yarn in a color that he would like, I think.
What color is it?
It's the same color I always end up making sweaters out of. For some reason, it's like
the turquoise?
A light turquoisey green.
He would wear that?
I think so. I think it's the color. It's not exactly this color that I'm pointing out that the listeners can't see. It's a little bit more blue, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, so I've got a whole sweater's worth of yarn for that. And the cable I want to design, please nobody steal this, is based on really luggy tires.
Okay.
You know, like mudding tires?
Yeah.
So it's like tire track cable. I have to design it and make it work first. But it'd
on a sweater, then.
Yes. I just thought that'd be cool. And I mentioned it to him and he said, yeah, it would be cool. So now I have to do it.
Nice.
At some point. So that's why I'm calling it a tire sweater.
Uh-huh. I get it. Not that you're tired.
So yeah, picture like a big truck tire.
Yeah.
I think that might be a cool kind of cable or repeat pattern. Maybe that would it's be not fun. Even a cable, but it's a pattern.
Yeah, I like it.
Thanks.
All right. So the other thing I keep talking about, and I'm committing to dates here and now for all of you, is my Woolfolk Luft sweater that I'm going to teach a class on the cocoa knits method with.
Yes.
And we're going to do Saturdays in January. It's going to be 4 2-hour classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be up on my website soon because I've said it now.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's cool. It.
And what's the design of the sweater? Is the Luft? Luft,
I would
say.
Is the yarn I'm using. You can use whatever bulky yarn you want. So it's going to go pretty fast because it's like 3 stitches to the inch. And I can't remember the name of the sweater. It's the first one in the Woolfolk Method book.
Mm-hmm.
That basically it's just your kind of basic raglan? I don't know if I'd call it a raglan or not. Maybe not. I'd have to go look. But just a pullover. A
pullover type sweater. Yeah.
And it will be like a V-neck. Just kind of a light, easy sweater. But the cocoa knits method's a little bit different. You end up with shoulders, I think, that look kind of cooler. So I guess it's not...
Mm-hmm. Not really not raglan.
But it's the same... I made a cardigan like it last summer out of owl.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I picked the most complicated one to do my first sweater out of because it was like totally cabled and a long sweater and has pockets. And we're going to go with a basic one for the class.
Good.
But I really want to... I haven't worked with Woolfolk Luft yet, so I'm super excited about that part too.
And you know what that means in German?
No.
It means air. So Luft just means air.
That makes sense. Yeah,
it's fluffy, right?
It is fluffy. It's a chainette construction.
Yeah.
So it's like a cotton chain, like blown with, full of merino wool.
Yeah.
So it is light and fluffy, so probably a good one if you overheat easily, but still want something warmish. And that will be... Yeah. Anything bulky will work for you.
There's been a lot of German today because while we were in the class, I was counting out loud because I do not like to mark my work as I go along. I prefer to just say 7, say I'm on row 7 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that I said it out loud means I remember where I am. And of course, except when I'm with somebody else who's also trying to keep track. So I started saying the numbers in German. So it's been a German day. Because that was less likely to throw you off.
Wolfolk also has a yarn called Fleck, which is my name.
Yes.
If you didn't know. Well, you know, but the listeners, I mean.
Yes.
So, yeah. Does that mean something?
It just means a fleck. Okay. Strangely enough. Yes.
But, yeah, that one's beautiful, too. It is not bulky enough for the sweater, but I started a hat in it. It's a sport weight.
Yeah.
And it's got little flecks of color, so it's sort of their, what's that, the tweed?
Yes.
It's like tweedy looking.
Yeah.
So there you go.
As it should.
Yeah. But yeah, once they sent me that, like, hey, here's our new yarn. It's called Fleck. I'm like, well, I have to buy it now. I can't not buy it.
It's like when the
it's
when the clog store had a clog called Julie, and then the color was green, and that was my maiden name was green. So I'm like, oh, okay, I have to get.
You said
now.
The clock store.
Oh, clog.
Clog.
Clog shoes.
I was very confused for a moment.
Shoes.
Like you went clock shopping, and they had a clock named Julie. Okay.
It's possible.
Possible.
It could happen.
Alrighty. So, shop talk.
Yeah.
So, we put out new sock yarn today, because like I said, I'm on
Socktober.
Socktober. And I had to buy this because it was so pretty. Self-striping sock yarn called Unique Sock.
It is so pretty.
E-E-K. And yes, it's self-striping. It comes in two 50-gram balls, so you can get two identical socks. It comes with a sock pattern. And, yeah, I think
the colors
are amazing.
Yeah, the stripes, it's like a nice, fairly even stripe, or it's a robust stripe that you see from a distance, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what I would say.
As opposed to, so like the stuff I'm making now with this Das Paar is more of a self-striping. Or self-patterning, I would even say. So some are thin stripes, some are thick, some are speckled. Just finish her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
She's modeling the... You've got one piece of yarn coming up over the top of your head.
Looks I have not silly. Sewn in my ends.
We're not going back and re-recording. This is the finished object next month. No. Okay. What was I talking about? My socks. So,
sorry.
Yes. So it's, nice even stripes. There's one that's a tiger pattern and one that's a zebra pattern, too, which are not quite the same. They're a little different. And then there's also a limited edition Christmas color with red and green stripes.
Yes, which is
also really
cool.
But it's not like just red and green, like, I don't know, two colors. It kind of fades into different colors of red and green. It just makes for really pretty socks. So... Mm-hmm. Wanted to mention those because those made me happy today.
Very nice.
Yeah, we got to put them out on the shelves. They made Nicole and Emily super happy too. They were oohing and eyeing over them while putting them together.
And then I started oohing and eyeing, and then the lady who was just randomly shopping in the store was like, what are you guys talking about?
I know. Yeah. Now Julie's modeling for her camera.
It works, right?
It does. It's very pretty.
Yeah. We'll talk about it in the catastrophe, strangely enough. But yes, I have finished the cowl. I think it's good.
I like it.
Would you make it smaller, do you think?
No.
Do you think that's good?
I think that's perfect.
Okay. Sorry, slight detour there.
That's all right. The other thing to talk about is the retreat, because towards the end of November, and I'm shooting for like Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to have the retreat registration go live.
Yay.
So retreat... Knitwit at the Shores 2023 is going to be held June 15th through 18th, 2023, in Searsport, Maine.
Yes.
At Searsport at the Shores, so same place.
Searsport Shores.
Same Searsport Shores, thank you. Knitwit at the Shores at Searsport Shores.
Sure.
And it's, that same weekend, it's like the weekend going into Father's Day. So it ends on Sunday, which is Father's Day. Mm-hmm. That day is just a breakfast and then, goodbyes and
then
everything.
Then you can go see your dad. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to go see your dad after that or take him somewhere. Mm-hmm. Some people had like fishing trips planned with their husbands. So they did the retreat and then like the husband went and did some fishing and stuff. So anyway, I want to announce the teachers too.
Yes.
Because we've made a little change. We're going to have one We're going to have four teachers this time. So one extra. Extra teacher. And we're bringing back the same three we had last time.
Yay.
So Kessa Pinka will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We will have Simone Carrot. And we will have Sydney Craybaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to have Laura Nelkin. I'm super excited. So, yes, as you know, I knit a lot of her stuff. She does some amazing bead work. So she'll at least have one, like, learned.
Julie, sorry.
Making met.
I'm doing a long-tail cast on, and the other end of the needle keeps hitting the chair. Sorry, guys.
She's trying to cast on with a metal needle on a metal chair, and it's just making clink, clink, clink. Anyway, Laura Nelkin, who I love her patterning, her patterns. Yes. I love
Lolo, right?
Lola. Yes, her alter ego, Lola. Yeah. She's just so much fun. So if you've ever like watched one of her videos, she's just a lot of fun. So I think it's just going to add a lot to the retreat, and it's just going to make it that much more special.
Yeah.
So everyone will get.
We've had some great
four classes.
Yeah, we've had some great knitting teachers.
Yeah.
Past and present, and I just hope that Sharon makes an appearance. So if we could put in a request with Kessa Pinka, that would be great.
I don't know if cats are allowed.
Well, that is just you know what.
Well, that's the downside, right? Next year, dogs are not going to be allowed.
I was trying to do a Sharon.
I know.
But anyway, yeah. She's famous for Sharon, of course.
Yes. So we will have to, talk about dogs later, but.
Yeah.
But
still, it's going to be a great retreat, and you get one more teacher. It's going to be even better than before.
So yeah, and one more class will be included in your base price, too. So
yeah, that's great.
And yummy food and all kinds
convivial atmosphere, a bunch of people who like knitting.
Yeah, and then just the whole Searsport Shores.
Yeah.
It's just a magical place.
On the ocean, you can, you know, borrow the canoes and kayaks and.
Yeah.
Go to the beach, look at the rocks.
Yes. It is a rocky beach, so.
Yeah.
But as most of them are here in northern Maine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great place. They have cabins, and they have some campers to rent, or you can bring your own camper or tent. There's lots of other hotels in the area if you want to stay at a hotel and just drive in for the classes.
Yeah.
But I think staying there just adds an extra touch.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if you're kind of an outdoorsy person. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of our teachers are, and I feel like the group we've gotten has just been, you know, we've got the group of teachers, we've got this group of students, and it's really just this community we're building. That's so much fun and so relaxing.
And people come from all over. There was somebody who came from Washington State and from California last time to Maine. Like people, this is a real draw. So yeah, it's very cool. Very cool meeting these people as well from all over the country.
Yeah. So hope you can join us. Keep an eye out because we will have to cap the number of people. I'm not exactly sure what that cap number is yet. I'll have to work with them, but it... we will cap it to keep it
manageable.
Know, intimate. And, you know, your classes will be, you're going to have time with these teachers.
Yeah, exactly. You're not just like sitting in an auditorium or something. You're talking to the teacher.
Yeah, and having lunch with them and sitting around the campfire with them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And for those of you who were there last year, I believe Simone's daughter will be there. She was a big draw.
Yes.
She was adorable. So she will most likely be there because I think she said that her husband and daughter wouldn't let her go alone again because they loved it so much too. And they were just, you know, they don't want to miss out. And they didn't even go to any classes. So they just loved the atmosphere. Anyway, that's us getting excited for June already and in October. But, you know, the work's starting now for us to put together the schedule and get together the registrations. So. Watch for more info in the coming weeks.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yay.
Yay.
So you're over there making funny faces. Do you want to talk catastrophes with us?
Yeah, so the thing... Let me just finish. I will stop counting. So this cowl that I just finished, which we're calling Edge Baston, and I'll publish at some point, but it'll be on Ravelry. It is on Ravelry, just I haven't taken the finished picture yet. It is a reversible slip stitch cowl, which is super fast, knit in bulky or super bulky plus lace weight, either mohair or this is a mix, held together. And it's two colors, and that's why it's reversible, because you can either have this side or that side, just showing you, but I'll put pictures out there. I haven't woven in the ends, obviously, but it's pretty much done. It's fine. No problems with that. The problem starts with the fact that it was originally going to be a completely different design, which I finished, 100% finished, and then decided I didn't like.
Yeah.
And then unraveled the whole thing. And the thing I will tell you is, as you may know, if you hold two yarns together and then you need to tink or frog or unravel completely, it's a pain in the neck. Because they get off, they're not held together, or when you unravel, you want to separate them. And I did not do that. I did not separate them. And then I decided in my infinite wisdom that I was going to hold different strands with the different yarns on the reworked version, which meant I had to keep unraveling my yarn as I was going along to pick off the piece that I needed. And it was stupid. So it's been plagued by catastrophes. But unfortunately, that's kind of what happens when I'm trying to design something, I guess.
I don't even know if that's a catastrophe if you're designing, right? Yeah. Because I think any of the designers we work with will tell you that all the time.
Yeah.
They're always knitting something up and pulling it out and re-knitting.
Yeah. So it's that, I guess, is par for the course in some ways. But I'm glad it's done. Now I'm starting on the second one.
Yay.
So that was my catastrophe. And then, sorry, that I'm trying to cast on, long tail cast on, and on a circular needle, and the other end of the circular needle keeps bouncing around.
Bouncing off the metal chair seat and metal chair legs.
Yes.
All right.
And so, I don't know if I'm going to start again, is why I'm pulling faces.
Well, and you should try just put it down, because you've got the next two sections all to you.
Okay, yeah, my next two sessions. So the other one beside, the other topic is podcast on. And I figured I'd mention it here for the one other person besides the two of us who listens to this podcast and works in insurance. But this is so specific. So there's a podcast about captive insurance, and specifically international captive insurance. We were talking about this before. This is so specific. But I feel the need to mention it because I was on another podcast. So I was on another podcast recently talking about captives, international insurance captives. So if you're interested, look up the Global Captive Podcast.
That's what that is. That is a very small Venn diagram, I think.
It really is, but you never know.
Yeah.
Kim might listen.
Maybe.
So anyway, that's that. And then in slightly more accessible stuff, in making stuff, I put down the comedy because, as I mentioned, I went to New Jersey on my way to San Francisco and did a comedy sports show there with my friend Emily, who is amazing, and my friend Rhea, who runs the place, who's also amazing, and all my new friends. Oh, and my other friend Julie, who I already knew, who's also amazing. She was in the show too. So we had a great time. I will say it was a long day because that's a long flight. It's a short flight to New Jersey.
Yeah.
But it's a lot to be on a flight and then be in a comedy show. Those are not too...
Right.
Too, those are two contrasting mindsets, I'll just say.
Definitely.
So that's something to think about for the
future.
For
the people where they're not contrasting, those are the people who usually cause problems.
I know. But anyway, I'll think about it. I'm still going to keep doing the comedy thing on the side, and especially when I travel, because it's a chance to see people again. And then I've got a few more shows coming up, so I just figured I'd mention, probably, if this is uploaded by November 5th, there's a show on November 5th at Craft Brew Underground in Auburn, Maine. And November 6th at the Portland House of Music. And there'll be more shows coming up. But I'm doing both. Those are both stand-up comedy shows.
Okay.
So I still keep doing that.
Nice.
You know, it's a nice contrast.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thanks.
All right. I think that's it.
That's all we had to talk about.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like we've come to the end of another main yarn.
Yeah.
Show notes can be found at knitwitportland.com and click on the main yarn podcast link at the top of the page.
And let the record show that I did finish an item on the podcast.
So you don't want to talk about it next month, is what you're saying?
I'll probably still count it next month too.
Okay. Well, and this next one you're casting on will probably be done, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because now you're not going to chink it.
Right.
Completely.
Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah. I won't need to.
Okay.
But anyway, sorry, I digress. But yeah, this is, check us out on Ravelry and, check us out on Ravelry. You can see, follow along with what we're doing. We'll talk again next month. But otherwise, yeah, it's been fun as always. Happy knitting, everyone.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks, Knitwit.